Hi there, this is Tessa. I'd like to talk to you for a little while. So I was hoping that you might be able to get comfortable and calm down for a minute and just lie back and listen. It doesn't matter whether you want to keep your eyes open or whether you want to keep your eyes closed. Because what I'd like to talk to you about right now is organic hypnosis. Hypnosis that takes place sort of creeping up on you rather than diving into a pool of oblivion. What happens with organic hypnosis sometimes is it's just a little thing that helps you to surrender. And you know that surrender feels good. If it didn't feel good, you wouldn't be lying back right now, listening. Sometimes you can be with a person that you trust. And a little word or a little phrase sends your mind to another place. And sometimes there's situations where you think of one thought and it leads to another. And that's exactly how organic hypnosis can take place. Someone can mention a word or a phrase, and your mind just wants to let go. And there's other ways that organic hypnosis happens as well. Sometimes you can be so overloaded with thought that the only choice that you have is to surrender and let go. But I'd like to talk a little bit more about those little things. How sometimes we're so conditioned to certain words in hypnosis that just hearing words like sleep can just help you take that nice deep breath that helps you relax a little bit more. Sometimes, in erotic hypnosis, you hear a word that creates a vision. You might think of the female form and soft, creamy breasts. And your mind might start to create its own pictures and send you somewhere else entirely, even though you're listening to words about something else. Even right now, just thinking about the female form, you might find it a little difficult to pay attention and keep listening to what I'm saying. And that's absolutely okay. Because right now, you can let your mind go anywhere you want. Because I just want to talk to you about what might happen if you consider certain things. You might consider how when you hear a soft, warm, female voice in your ear, that there's a part of you that wants to surrender already. Even just engaging in this process with me right now is an act of want to be taken away to somewhere else for just a little while. And it's so easy to do if you don't give it much thought. Because after all, the best hypnosis happens when you're least expecting it. I don't necessarily have to say words like sleep or relax. It's okay if you can even feel your heartbeat moving up through your neck right now. It's okay if you hear all the sounds around you. Because when hypnosis happens naturally and organically, you do hear all the things around you. But it's not about what you hear, and it's not about what you see. It's about how your mind just sort of drifts to another place. You might even think of it like a daydream. How just something in your day can make you think of something else entirely different than what you're doing right now. Like right now, I'm talking to you about hypnosis. But if you were to think about soft fingers touching you, your mind might go somewhere else entirely. And we can do a little experiment in that right now, if you'd like. I do wonder what you'd think about if you'd visualize, or if your mind would go somewhere else entirely, if I were to talk to you about crawling up on top of you. Just feeling the warmth of my skin against your own. Would your mind start to go somewhere else? If you were to think of being incredibly aroused for me right now, do you think you'd feel that tingling moving up through your legs and into your cock? And if I were to straddle you and rub your chest, moving my soft fingertips up from your stomach all the way up, so slow, to the center of your chest, and then let my hands fan out and come right back down. Where does your mind go now? Do you want to listen to the words that I say? Or do you want to immerse yourself in the picture that I create? And sometimes it's not even a picture. It's just a feeling or a thought or even an emotion. It's so easy sometimes to not give it too much thought and to just let it happen. Because if you want to surrender, that's all you need, is just a want to surrender. To just let go and be part of the moment. And to feel my hands starting at your stomach, moving slowly up the center of your chest, moving apart and coming right back down. And while you might want to think about that for a moment, I wonder if you could think about the arousal and the stimulation that might build up inside you just thinking about that thought. Do you think that you might feel it the entire length of your body? Would you feel the warmth of my skin touching yours? Could you allow your mind for a moment to think about what kind of reaction you might have to me simply touching your chest, sitting right on top of you, looking right at you, running my fingers so softly yet so firmly right up the center of your chest, and then coming right back down. And you might notice something else if you can really allow your mind to go there. I wonder if you'd notice that your breathing would start to mirror the rhythm of the way I touch you. A little inhale as my hands move up your body. And a surrender and exhale as they move right back down. And of course, thinking about one thing can make you think about another thing. And in your mind, you might start to think about how that motion of straddling you, my body so close to your body, you might start to think about how my breasts sway to and fro, moving closer to you each and every time I move my hands right up your chest, and moving away from you when I move them right back down. And I wonder if your mind could go somewhere else for a moment. If you can focus so carefully that you might feel me lower myself down on your cock. If you might feel yourself moving so slowly up inside me, being consumed by the sweet warmth between my legs. And we talked about those little things that let your mind go somewhere else. And you might still be thinking about my hands moving on your chest. You might be thinking about the sway of my breasts. You might even just be thinking about me looking at you, just waiting for you to surrender, because it's just so easy to let go. It's so easy to think about sliding up deep inside me. And you might think about how hard that makes you. You might think about the current of energy pulsing off of your skin, wanting to send it to me right through your cock. And on the vein of those little things, you might start to wonder if you would feel every bit inside of me just from the motion of running my hands up your chest and right back down. Would you feel the gentle rock of my body on top of it? The little tiny muscles inside of me contracting and releasing. Each movement up and down your chest with my soft fingertips, creating a different muscle contraction inside me. My pussy gripping you from a different place with each and every movement. Would there be a little thing that would cause you to surrender? Doesn't that word just sound so good right now? To completely give in to the experience. Even if you don't know where your mind wants to go. It might feel so good to think about looking at me, but it might feel so good to think about staring at my breasts, moving back and forth with the movement of my arms. You might just enjoy my gentle touch, the way my fingers move through your skin, how I push my sexual energy into your body as my hands move up the center of your chest, and how you give it back to me as my hands move right back down. Or your mind might be going somewhere entirely different, thinking about the way that sweet little slit grips you, grabs you, touches you, just with the mere movement of touching your chest, feeling just the slightest bit of movement of that sweet, tight spot wrapped around you. And I have to wonder if you'd start to feel something a little different. If you'd start to feel that feeling of letting go. with the overload of everything happening to you and the motion of my hands, staying in the same perfect rhythm, moving up your skin and right back down. My pussy just barely stroking you. Just enough movement to keep you aroused and wanting. Just enough movement and touch and stimulation to make you surrender. And with that same movement, that same rhythmic movement, with the pace not changing at all, not gaining any sort of urgency, just that same rhythm and pace of my hands, moving up while you breathe in, and down while you breathe out. Even with that same pace, that same rhythm, with the urgency to surrender, become a little stronger. Almost as if your body feels my touch more intensely, even though everything remains the same. And if you start to sense that urgency building up, sensations moving up your legs through your body, all centering in one spot coming up through your cock, would you allow yourself to surrender? Could you absolutely let go and surrender? Even if it's the same gentle movement, barely stroked by the inside of me, feeling all the moisture, feeling all the power of my hands moving up your chest as you inhale, and down your body as you exhale. Almost as if I'm moving all the sexual energy in your body right to your center, right to that hard cock so deep inside. Everything moving through your body, every part of you starting to tingle, every part of you starting to feel the power. And each and every square inch of skin lit up with sensations moving through to the center of your body, wanting to surrender, knowing that in a moment it could just take one little thing to let go. And how would you let go? Would you let your mind just go somewhere else? Or would you let all this energy keep moving as I keep rocking back and forth so gently on top of you? So gently and rhythmically that you just want to surrender. And you do want to surrender because it's so easy and it's exactly why you're here. Even if you find your attention being drawn to my swaying breath, or my soft fingertips, or even just the way I look at you, you might find your attention coming right back to that gently rocking cunt, wanting you to let go, wanting you to allow all the energy in your body to move through to your center, just being barely stroked by the muscles inside me. All the warmth and wetness surrounding you, making you want to surrender. Would you surrender for me now? Or would you surrender later? Or will you allow yourself to surrender at all? It's easy sometimes to get lost in a moment, wanting to give it all away, wanting to go somewhere else and let your mind take a little vacation. But But just like any sort of organic hypnosis, there are things that bring us right back up. Sometimes it's just another word or a phrase. Or sometimes it's something quite intentional, like me simply asking you to wake up, to become alert, and to still allow yourself to be so aroused and swept away all at the same time. And you can allow your mind to wander if you like. Even as I stop speaking, you can just lie there and let your mind go wherever you want. You can return to this place and allow all that energy to build right back up. Or you can take a breath and just let it all go.